This is Vice President Barclay speaking to you. I desire to talk seriously with you for a few moments, not as Vice President, but as an American citizen who has been in public life for more than 40 years. I think you should know that in the 1948 election, only one half of the people eligible to cast their votes actually voted in this free election of ours. Let me say it again. Only one half of the eligible voters of the United States cast their votes in 1948. Now, I have seen our country grow in population and in world importance, literally from the days of the horse and buggy through the days of the automobile and the radio to these days of atomic energy, jet planes, television, and international problems and threats on a scale never before seen by man. This nation, the greatest in the world, this nation is your nation. It is run by you and by your neighbors who elect their representatives in government, both national and local. Let us keep it that way, my friends. And to keep it that way, to keep it free, you must speak your minds at the ballot boxes in our free election system. But to vote, you must register. You must be on the registration rolls in your precinct or your district so that you can vote. This is a fateful year, this 1950, and the most important election is ahead this fall in November. To participate in that election, you must register. Your boys, your neighbor's boys, are fighting the battles of freedom under the United Nations banner in Korea. They're going all out to preserve our way of life and our right to vote. You can do your part by registering to vote and then by going to the polls and casting your ballot in our free election system. I hope a couple of figures may shock you as they do me. In 1946, the last so-called off-year congressional election, there were 90 million people in the United States eligible to vote. Of this 90 million, only 34.5 million cast their ballots. Just over one-third of those who could vote actually did vote. In 1948, the year of the last presidential election, there were 95 million people eligible to vote in the United States, and just under 49 million of them went to the polls. That is only a little over one-half of our potential voting strength in the United States. We're 100% for freedom, for all peace-loving peoples. Let us be 100% in registering and voting for our representatives in government and for the preservation of these freedoms which are ours. This, as I said at the beginning, is Vice President Barclay talking, urging that you register now and then cast your ballot at the polls for whomever and for whatsoever party you may prefer. Do it now. Do it at once. Register, qualify yourselves to vote, and then vote. Let me thank you.
Do you know you're the most important person in the United States? That's right. That's because you're a citizen of the United States, the freest country in the world. You have the power and right to vote for the candidates of your choice to represent you in our government. But to vote, you must be registered. Have you registered? You have the right to vote. It's your serious responsibility as a good citizen to go to the polls. But you can't vote unless you register. Don't forget, do it now. Register and then vote. You've got what it takes to get what you want. Yes, in the coming election, your vote is power. But you can't vote if you don't register. Be sure you register now and vote. Your vote is your voice in our free government. Make sure you can vote by making sure you are registered. Check right now. Register so you can vote in November. Are you doing your part? Our boys are in Korea to protect your rights as a free American citizen. Do your share. Register now so you can vote in November. Register and then vote.
Don't let the other fellow call your shots for you. In the coming elections, use your vote. Make it work for your benefit. But remember to register. If you don't register, you can't vote. Ladies and gentlemen, you and every member of your family are affected by the coming elections. Be sure to register so you can vote. Remember, you can't vote if you don't register. The crisis in Korea emphasizes our priceless heritage, our heritage of free elections. To vote in our free elections, you must register. Check your registration and make sure you can vote in November. Remember, register so you can vote. Don't just talk like a good citizen. Be one. Register so you can vote. Check on your registration now and then talk all you want, but make your vote talk in the November elections. Register now so you can vote.
More American women than men can vote in November. 1.5 million more. 1.5 million more. If they register. That gives American women more responsibility than men for the results of the 1950 elections and their effect on the world. Are you registered so that you can vote for democracy? Register now. An all-out vote in November will prove that democracy is what we want in America. Every American woman who is eligible must register and vote to preserve our way of life. Register now and cast your ballot for freedom. American women are partners with American men in our democratic way of life. Every woman eligible to vote must make sure she is registered so she can vote in the coming elections. To vote in November, now is the time to register. American women have had the right to vote for 30 years. Every woman should register now to vote in November. To protect our way of life, we must register now and vote in November.